Hi, welcome to Control Art Ethics, a podcast where we unpack the complex, messy, and fascinating intersection of education and technology. Over the last few weeks, I've been reflecting a lot on what it actually means to be digitally literate. Not just being able to use tools or apps, but understanding the deeper implications of how those tools shape the classroom, shape our students, and shape us as educators. And the more I learn, the more I realize it's not just about using technology, it's about using it responsibly. Let's start with something that really made me pause. I read an article about a student in Hainan, China, who in 2022 shared that her school had given out smart pens to track their summer homework. These pens recorded every stroke they made, how long they spent on each question, and sent that data straight to the teacher. Sounds efficient, right? But it also feels a little invasive. When we start measuring every second a student spends on a task, are we encouraging learning or is this just surveillance? And this example hits at something that researchers Lupton and Williamson call the datafication of childhood. Schools aren't just tracking grades anymore. They're collecting behavioral data, emotional cues, and even biometric info. This is known as data surveillance, and it raises serious questions. Who owns that data? What's it being used for? And are we actually protecting our students' rights, or just handing over their privacy to algorithms? I experienced something similar firsthand recently, when my own school system was hacked. Student records gone. It made me realize that no platform is invincible. And what really shocked me the most was how some parents were more upset that the platform was offline and they couldn't contact their children's teachers on a daily basis than the fact that their child's data had been totally compromised. And then there's online safety. In the UK, some schools are now using AI to scan student emails and messages for signs of self-harm or bullying. The intention is good, but it's also risking creating a culture of constant surveillance. What if a harmless joke between friends gets flagged? Are we creating safe spaces or making students feel like they're always being watched? As educators, we have to walk a really fine line here. We're responsible not only for protecting our students, but also for empowering them. That's where digital citizenship comes in. Teaching students to navigate tech responsibly, to understand their digital footprint, and to question what's happening behind the screen. Like the US student who I read about online, who got flagged by an automated proctoring tool just for looking around nervously. They weren't cheating in the exam, but AI couldn't tell that, and that moment might have affected their academic record forever. We can't let software become the judge, jury, and executioner. Human oversight is important. And while we're integrating all this tech, let's not forget about equity. In rural India, some students still rely on a single shared smartphone to access their learning. A 2017 study by Kumar and Sharma showed that only 20% of rural students use computers for education. So when we design tech-based lessons, we need to ask, are we leaving anyone behind? That's really where my understanding of digital literacy has shifted. It's not just about being competent with tools. It's about being critically aware. Douglas Belshaw talks about digital literacy as something that's cultural, cognitive, and civic, not just technical. And I see that now more than ever. So what's our role as educators in all of this? Well, we need to do more than just keep up. We need to lead with intention. That means questioning whether the tools we use truly enhance learning. It means choosing platforms that respect privacy. It means designing lessons that don't assume every student has Wi-Fi at home. And above all, it means preparing students not just to consume tech, but to think critically about it. Because the future of edtech is already here. AI-powered grading, personalized learning algorithms, adaptive feedback systems, they all sound amazing, but we can't let convenience override ethics. So here's my takeaway. Technology can absolutely transform education, but only if we use it to empower, not to control. We need to foster curiosity, not compliance. And we need to model the kind of digital awareness that we want our students to carry forward. Thanks for listening. Until next time.